if you had harvested more hay than could be stored in the loft and just piled outside.
Haystacks.
And at haying time in the field, before they're put into stacks, they sometimes put them into smaller
shacks.
You know. And were there any other places for hay in the barn besides the loft? That was the only place.
We didn't have any, no.
And the shelter for cows.
Well, there was a barn shed. It was sort of a lean-to
mm-hmm.
onto the barn that we called the shed.
Now, did you call that, or did other animals, did horses use that too?
No, the horses were put in the individual stalls inside mm-hmm. the barn. But the shed was just long. It was just one big long
Would you
enclosure.
Call that simply a shed or a barn shed?
Barn shed.
Barn shed.
We, mm-hmm. okay. There's a wood shed and
sure,
this
right,
and that.
Right,
we called
sure,
it the barn
right,
shed.
Sure. And then a place when the cows were milked outside, a place where they were, might be staking pen where they'd always go.
I've forgotten.
Well, there are...
The milk gap?
That's just...
Milk gap, that's what it
was.
You know, I hadn't thought about that
sure.
in so long.
Uh-huh.
Down at the milk gap, that's it.
And then a place where the stock is... kept or fed and can kind of walk around an enclosed area.
Now we had a barn lot. They were always fed inside the barn, but they were turned out to water and exercise a little in the barn lot.
And then that's just what I meant. And then out and then where they would graze all day long.
Pasture.
And then the shelter and enclosure for hogs and pigs.
We just called it a hog pen. We never said a pigsty.
Okay. And did they ever grow cotton around here
no.
at all? The different kinds of fencing now that you starting out with the old
rail fence.
Yeah, you know, and those the kind where they were built like this and the kind of now were they ever called anything besides rail fence? Did you ever hear them call worm fences? And then after the rail fence came the...
Well, around the at the road there was a plank fence. You know, I guess it was just prettier. It's sort of like
mm-hmm.
the white plank fences
mm-hmm.
people have now. But then after that, woven wire and barbed wire
mm-hmm.
fences.
Right. Now, the plank fence that you spoke of, were those planks or boards separated, or
they were separated. They
mm-hmm.
were just, I guess, a space as wide as the
mm-hmm.
as the plank, and then another plank. Just
and were they pointed at the top?
No, the plank fence we had was just wasn't especially decorated.
Mm-hmm.
It did have solid posts, I think,
mm-hmm.
just across the front.
Would you have a different name for it if it had been pointed at the top?
You're getting to palings.
Mm-hmm.
And we never had any palings. They're split out
yeah.
of them. There's
a fence made out of that. Now, you probably had some in the valley.
The tenant farmers always fenced their gardens.
Mm-hmm.
If the landowner didn't furnish
mm-hmm.
wire fence for the tenant to fence
mm-hmm.
his garden, he made his own palings.
Mm-hmm. And that was called a paling fence.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever anything that you called a picket fence?
No, we didn't call it. We didn't use the word picket.
Now the you said woven wire and what other?
Barbed wire.
Okay, and then you talked about the if you're at the corner when they're putting in a fence, they drop a fence, just one, at the very corner. You know, if you're putting up a fence,
mm-hmm.
you're stringing wire. You'd string it to a
post.
Yeah, you know. And then when they clear the field of rocks and stones. And they might build a wall or fence.
A rock wall?
Yeah.